A legislature-backed commission on poverty in Massachusetts aims to address the state's historic wealth gap. The commission will study demographic disparities and existing programs to reduce poverty over the next decade and has been holding public hearings to gather feedback. State Senator Sal DiDomenico says Massachusetts has the highest median wage for workers in the nation, but one of the greatest gaps between wealthy and low-income individuals.
So we know we have much work to be done in this commission to bring more equity to the table when it comes to residents across the Commonwealth.
DiDomenico says it's unacceptable that roughly 70,000 Massachusetts children live in what's considered deep poverty, or 50% below the poverty level. He says efforts to undo those numbers should be a top legislative priority. 60 years after the launch of President Lyndon Johnson's war on poverty, community action agencies in Massachusetts say data reveal which policies are most effective. Expanded tax credits and stimulus payments were shown to help cut childhood poverty in half during the pandemic, and efforts continue to grow guaranteed basic income programs. Laura Meisenhalter is board president of MassCAP, a coalition of more than 20 community action agencies. She says they're responding to local needs while working for systemic change.
We confirm that both large and small changes to public policy and programs and practices can have an enormous impact.
Meisenhalter says agency staff visit clients at nursing homes, aid parents in buying Christmas gifts, and help ensure that people's basic needs, such as food, clothing, and diapers, are met. She says that need is increasing as the poverty line set decades ago has not kept pace with the increasing standard of living. The Commission on Poverty's next public hearing will take place later this year in the Fall River and New Bedford area. For Public News Service, I'm Catherine Carley. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.